Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of American Journal. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us in our current manifestation and in whatever comes next. We are the real deal. We have proven ourselves with our track record. Who told you about vaccines before anybody else? Who told you about the lab leak theory before anybody else? Who was on the Trump train before anybody else? How are we right about everything? Because we operate with the basic understanding that the government lies, the media lies. The ultimate goal of the people in power is to create a one-world government to enslave humanity. And it turns out everything fits that paradigm. So support us in our mission to expose and counteract and defeat the satanic influence by supporting us today at thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one of the incredible t-shirts and be a part, a contributing member of this incredible font of resistance. Now, I got like 10 videos I want to play, and I'm just going to have to get to them. First, the article is from InfoWars. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper confirms government buying out entire communities affected by, quote, climate change. Climate change. Let's go now to clip number 16. Here's Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina confirming that they're buying out entire communities that were destroyed by the once-in-a-thousand-year storm that just so happened to strike very, very rich lithium mineral deposits, as well as devastate solidly red communities throughout the Southeast in very important states to win for the Democrats. Very convenient, isn't it? Well, sorry your house got washed away and FEMA never bothered to show up to help out, but they will pay you pennies on the dollar to take over your land and force you somewhere else. Let's watch.
You know, North Carolina had two 500-year storms within 20 months of each other in the same place. Mm-hmm. We just had a 1,000-year storm event in southeastern North Carolina, 1,000-year. We know that that's not true anymore. We know that these events are going to become more and more intense. So we've spent a lot of time being smart about the way we approach rebuilding. We go into communities, we work with them, we have plans for local governments. You know, in some areas, you just shouldn't build back. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to convince certain communities and people that buyouts are better, and you create green space that soaks up flood water that comes and protects surrounding areas. When you do build back, you have to invest more in order for property to be more resilient. But when it is elevated, we even saw in some of the storms subsequent that those properties were unaffected because we had made them more resilient. So those are the challenges that we're facing every day. And it's one of the reasons why we've been able to get a number of Republican local officials, particularly on the coast, who said, okay, guys, climate change is here. We know that we have to do something about it. We know that the United States is the leader in the world, needs to set an example. North Carolina needs to set an example. And so we've gotten a number of them on board. There's still a lot of climate denialists out there.
Yeah, climate denialists suggesting that maybe, you know, we're orchestrating this to our own benefit just because, you know, the storms happen to hit, the wildfires happen to take out entire communities that we want. And then we get to buy them up after they've been destroyed, and people are denying it's, you know, emissions causing this. They're denying that it's their gas stove that's the reason we're orchestrating massive land grabs. Are you done being naive? Are we done being naive now? Can we see this for what it is? Build back better, just like the COVID scheme. Although in this case, he's like, sometimes it's better just not to build back. Sometimes it's better just to destroy your community and leave it at that. Because climate change. Quote, we've been able to convince certain communities and people that buyouts are better. Yeah, buyouts are better. Let's go to another video, shall we? Clip number five here is a North Carolina resident in Lake Lure talking about how FEMA shows up, shuts down all of the volunteer work being done, takes over a store that was being used as a hub for community assistance, and provides nothing to the people that are there because they don't want to help them. They want to drive them out and buy their land because they're evil. Let's watch.
Okay, guys, we're in Lake Lure again. We just delivered some food, but I want to tell you what just happened. FEMA is here. You know that from the other day when I told you that FEMA was here. They have just gone in and confiscated the store that I told you about and showed you pictures of. They are making the people
leave,
get their stuff as quickly as they can, or they will take it from them. That tent was full just Friday, y'all.
So they're not going to do anything to protect you from natural disasters. Once they hit, they will not just not help you, but actively prevent you from setting things right because they don't want American communities to be resilient. They want them to be destroyed. So they're destroying them. It's really not that complicated. As this InfoWars article notes, like with Hurricane Helene, the media was quick to blame climate change for the wildfires in Lahaina, Hawaii that decimated the entire area last year and killed over 112 people. The Hawaii governor, Josh Green, after that happened, announced his administration was looking into acquiring the destroyed Lahaina properties. So this just keeps happening. You think maybe you could recognize a pattern here and see this for what it is when you have these bizarre, inexplicable natural disasters, so-called, that destroy huge communities that people had their eyes on before the storms hit, then the storms hit, then they buy them up for pennies on the dollar, and you're expected to believe that that's all coincidental. Just don't. Just don't believe that. There you go. Problem solved. You're now a conspiracy theorist and on the right side of history. Moving on to Ukraine and what's happening there as another just absurd series of nonsensical interventions to solve problems that they're causing. From NPR, as Ukraine birth rate plunges, a doctor performs IVF and other fertility treatments. So this is a story all about the extreme measures being taken to try to boost the cratering birth rate in Ukraine. This is one of those things where the solution is to get to the root of the problem. I'm trying to explain this calmly. If you're worried about the population of Ukraine collapsing, might I suggest you stop killing them by the millions in a pointless war? You want Ukrainian women to have babies in Ukraine? Then you should end the war, because at this point, half of the prostitutes in Germany are Ukrainian refugees. You heard that right. 50% of the legal licensed prostitutes in the state of Germany are Ukrainian refugees. But no, they're going to talk about IVF. And of course, we've shown you the video of the NATO program that intends to replenish the Ukrainian population with Africans. Do you think these people actually consider the Ukrainian population collapse a problem? Do you think they're actually trying to find solutions? Do you think any of this is done in good faith? Or can you see through this yet? Talking about artificial insemination and IVF and fertility treatments. They've killed a million young men. Millions more have been driven out of the country. And millions of women that would be Ukrainian mothers right now have instead fled to another country to sell their bodies to survive. These people did this, and here they are pretending to be heroes because they're bringing IVF treatment to try to boost that birth rate. Insane. Completely insane. They say he's helping women, and this OBGYN is helping women in Ukraine have children, an especially important job in Ukraine, the country with the lowest birth rate in all of Europe. However, the last 2.5 years have been a particular challenge as Russia's full-scale invasion has upended everything. Well, gee, maybe you should have taken the peace agreement that you had signed in 2022 when Boris Johnson showed up on behalf of NATO to convince you to sacrifice a generation of men on the altar of the New World Order. Here's what's really happening in Ukraine. Clip 18. There are 100,000 Zelensky commissars, uniformed kidnappers, going around shoving young men and fathers in vans to send them to the meat grinder on the front line to keep Zelensky in the presidency and the money flowing into the coffers of the oligarchs that run that country. This sickening practice continues unabated and is only getting more intense as the number of viable Ukrainian fighters dwindles and more men are ripped off the streets to unwillingly be sent to die in this retarded conflict. Let's go down to clip 18.
Not a day goes by that I don't feel the urge to ring the alarm bell. Behind me is the bell tower of the Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra. I intentionally chose it for the background. It was taken from the worshippers today. Things like that happen every day. Look at this footage. This is Cherkasy, Ukraine. That is all you need to know about the country. This is St. Michael's Cathedral. Zelensky commissars broke in to seize it. They beat the faithful and the priests, stole money, over $60,000 that people have collected for repairs,